Okay, now. Don't be scared.
Shh.
Please.
Just shh.
Don't be scared.
I'm nice.
More
than nice.
I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
I can tell that you
must.
You like my voice,
huh?
Lying in bed.
Here you are.
And a strange girl. The voice of a strange girl
starts whispering things in your ear.
Feel her soft, whispering little voice.
But you, next to you, you can't see her.
Not yet.
Well, hey, I'm probably just your
imagination.
So it doesn't really matter
what I am.
I could be anything.
A spirit.
Just a passing thought.
Who knows, right?
So, hey, you're so tired.
So sleepy.
That all you should really worry about
is that you have this
sweet, soft,
feminine voice right here,
whispering sweet little thing
to you.
So, really?
She could be some slightly uptight librarian,
but bee stung, soft, sweet,
tangerine, with cat's eyes glasses,
kissable, trying to look so professional,
but she can't hide
from you,
gazing at you.
Hell, staring,
smoldering
eyes,
pursed,
and she's trying to look
beast
them
just
lips,
one,
discreetly.
A perfect shade.
How
can't let you see
I
how God, am. How hungry she is for
Hair
you.
Done up,
button-up
chopstick
shirt,
bun, looking professional,
trying, put together.
Looking at you.
Eyes are narrowing.
Your library card, sir.
Are you listening?
Your card is expired.
And on top of that,
she is enunciating.
Punctuating her words.
Trying to command some authority.
Your books are past due.
Oh, but
as my eyes look you up and down again.
Well,
she isn't trying
you
to
can
take
see
control
it.
Here.
She's putting on a show.
She's putting on a show.
And thank goodness for
seeing how hard
charcoal
she can get you.
Pleated skirts.
Because as she stares down at you,
cat's eye glasses,
she
playing with her prey,
is soaking her fucking panties.
So wet.
Such a bad girl.
So bad.
You are in big trouble, mister.
But as I'm saying,
you see me blushing,
faltering.
I'm the one that needs to be punished.
So, what
are you
going to do about it?
Huh?
I can feel your hardness.
Jesus. You're so... turned on right now.
Laying here
in your bed.
Spirit speaks to you.
Getting you so worked up.
Because you want to know why?
Because you want to know a secret.
Ghosts are real.
And when we're awake,
they visit us in our dreams. But to see us,
to feel
us, we have to get really
something strong.
Emotional.
And
what
worked
happens
up.
To work up this little ghost?
The one that has been watching
is
you
watching
jerk
you
off that long cock
of yours
since you moved in.
Naughty
so as you
boy.
Get turned on by these naughty, naughty words, you may find
right
that you
can feel my breath as I whisper.
And you can feel the traces of my fingertips.
On
your
yeah
yeah
and sweetie Naughty, naughty boy of mine. That's just the beginning.
I'm beginning to get a little fed up with your tardiness, mister.
Not a librarian this time. But you can see in your mind's eye who's shouting at you.
Cheeks flushed red. With impatience.
Your boss.
Your superior.
And she...
Well, I
am very disappointed
in
you.
The least you could do is be on time.
Such a stern tone.
Such a stern look.
But,
as you watch my hand on my hip,
the other hand out towards you,
wagging at you, disciplining a naughty dog.
You can tell that
dog. It's just an act.
And you call me out on it.
Go wide.
Trembling ever so slightly.
I've been found out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
To suggest that you think I'm just mad because I wanted to see you sooner. That's simply red.
Feet red.
And you
fucking
have that
smirk of yours.
Even as your own heart is racing.
Damn.
You...
My chest,
it's heaving.
I'm shaking like a damn leaf.
I'm reaching out to you.
My fingertips are brushing your chest. The back of my hand is
touching your cheek.
And as I move to the back of
your... Oh, you can feel my hand grasping the back of your head.
Close.
Our lips meet, and
we couldn't hold it back.
We're kissing.
With my backside.
We couldn't hold it back.
Your palms are filled with my thigh, and as you go up,
I can feel
you running your hands. Your fingertips, spine,
up
as I unbutton my blouse,
undoing
the clasp of my bra,
my beautiful
as I kneel
breasts.
Down and look up at you, still
not
blushing
anymore,
as my hands
open
undo the buckle of your pants,
magnificent,
and let out that hard cock
in all of its glory,
not shy. You can
feel
them stroking you,
jerking off your hard cock.
You are so worked up.
All for little
so
old me.
Ready.
I'm flat.
And
to show you what I can do,
to make you feel.
All
over
my pretty
professional
little face.
You feel me stroking faster.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you feel my hands running up.
And
down your hot shaft.
You feel a twitching
that I feel
in my fingertips.
In the tip of my tongue.
As I lick up your solid length.
You are filling up.
Building up.
Oh, so much.
Brewing.
Boiling.
Moving.
Flowing.
Stop.
The tip.
Your cock
is a stopper.
Holding back the flow.
The geyser.
Of white.
Creamy.
That will
soon cover
my sweet lips,
my face,
my hair.
You can't hold it back for much longer
at the
tip.
Your
hot,
it is the
only
thing,
the only
fucking
thing
that flowing.
The damn
churning kettle of sperm
from erupting out of your cup.
I
am the one thing
holding back that tide,
and I will not
hold it back
any
longer.
I gaze up at you.
Are you ready, baby?
I ask. My faux innocence.
My honey sweet
drip.
Voice.
As your PC muscles squeeze.
Like you're eking out the
itty
last
bits
white
of a tube of paste.
Bright.
You poor, poor baby.
That champagne bottle of
pressure.
Hot. Boiling.
I
nod up at you
from down here on my knees.
My fingertips
so slowly,
painfully slow,
and my sheepish expression
stealing from the cookie jar.
Your eyes see only those eyes need,
wanting only to please
her man,
and my lips.
Your eyes see only
whisper.
These lips. One little word.
Come. A geyser.
Spewing.
Fountains of champagne.
Corks popping.
Blowing that big, hot,
that
thick,
creamy
load all over
your
sweet heart.
Blood.
Covering me.
Holy fuck.
Oh.
In
your cum. I made
so you
feel
that,
did you?
I did it
so that you
would come for me.
So fucking hard.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Oh.
You look so tired.
Guess I took a lot out of you.
So tired.
Just rest.
Rest those eyes.
And dream.
And if you want,
I can join you there too.
In that space.
In between consciousness,
and we can
explore a
bit
more.
We can try this
another
again sometime.
Maybe
tomorrow night.